Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome, man. A man who wore the Chargers uniform for quite a bit. Legendary NFL fullback, now with CSN Bay Area as an analyst. Lorenzo Neal joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Lorenzo, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey guys, how we doing?
Doing really, really well. We're a little leery of this game. Justin Herbert's pretty good, so I'll ask you: is Justin Herbert all the way back from the rib injuries?
You know what? He looked like last week he was, you know, but I just think that this Charger team at times is just inconsistent. And just like the Cleveland, you guys are inconsistent as well. So these are two teams that have a lot of talent. Both these two teams are talented. I know some people thought the Chargers were going to be favored to win the AFC, AFC West, and maybe even a Super Bowl favorite at times in some spots. But right now, they're not. They're just a team just like Cleveland. They're in the middle of the pack. Yes, the season's young, but both these teams, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a great matchup.
Lorenzo, talk to me about Herbert and his injury. We saw it all on national TV earlier this season with the ribs. But obviously, he's come back here at least this past game, and put up some really big numbers. How do Chargers fans feel about the health of Justin Herbert?
I think Chargers fans feel like you got to protect him. This quarterback, he's very, very, very mobile. He gets out of the way of the pocket. He knows how to move in the pocket, and he's got great feet. And he's tall. And he's run. And he's athletic. But when you get the rib injury, it's like, you know, the cartilage is there, and you know, and so. On game day, guys, what they do is, you know, it's got a thing called Toradol. You get the little shot up in the cartilage, and you know, it kind of numbs it doing that. And you put the pads on, and you put the rib protectors on. And on game day, I think you saw him last week. He moved around well in the pocket. He was able to get out of the way. So I think that his ribs are getting healthier. I think that, you know, it's still going to probably be in pain for the next 4 to 5 weeks before it's completely. But I think with a little bit of medicine and a little numbing cream, I think he's going to be fine, though.
Lorenzo, let's be honest. Are we really trusting a Chargers team doctor to administer a shot to the ribs? Is that too soon?
Way too soon. Way too soon. Hey, you know exactly what happened to one of the guys last year to the side of a puncture in the lung. Yeah, a shot to the ribs. But you know what, guys? It happens. I've been playing this game. You guys know it. You see it. Behind, you know, people say, hey, look, they talk about they don't want to see everything. Oh, players will look. Well, you understand when you're in pain, there's things that athletes will go through, whether it's Toradol, whether it's a shot, whether it's something to just take the edge off to be able to play. I mean, I did it for 16 seasons. I see a lot of guys still do it, and that's just a part of the game, guys. Guys got to suck it up, and, yeah, I do think that they would administer a shot and hopefully won't punch in the lungs this time, right?
All right, so I got to ask you, how do you beat the Chargers?
You already know, and I think Cleveland's going to try then. That's to be able to run the ball. You have to run the ball and be physical, because this Charger team, you want to keep the ball away from Justin Herbert. You want to make sure that Herbert does not have the ball in his hand. And you seen last week the Houston Texans 79-yard run from scrimmage. This team is, you know, against the run. It hasn't been as stout as I'd like it to be. So I think that you're going to see a Cleveland team is going to try to keep it close. They're going to play ball control. They want to pound 4 yards in a cloud of dust. You guys got a two-head monster, two running backs that can run physical, and they get downhill. This is going to be the Cleveland Browns, in my opinion. They're going to try to make this a physical game. And you know the quarterback that you guys have, he's not a great quarterback. He's a game manager. You don't ask him to do much. He was a Charger as well. He's a good stopgap quarterback until your other quarterback, Watson, get back. So what is the game plan now? It's to be physical and run the ball.
Lorenzo, from a Charger standpoint, we all know that Herbert can do it, you know, through the air with his arm. But what about the rushing attack? You know, only averaging 64 yards per game. Eckler just 144 on the season, a couple of touchdowns. How has the rush attack been for you guys?
It hasn't been as effective as you think it might have been. And last week, though, it was great to see Josh Kelly, run the ball in between tackles. He really ran physical last week. I think now the Chargers really, you saw last week, Eckler had it. He had three tugs, but he ran a lot better. The offensive line did a better job of blocking, but I like what Kelly's been able to do, especially last week. To me, in my opinion, last week was the most physical this Charger team has been, and when they needed to be physical and get down here and run the ball, they did it with Eckler. But and he was good in the passing game, but they had a good running game behind Josh Kelly. So I think that this running game is getting better, and it has to get better, and they have to be more consistent, because when you just play basketball on the grass, it doesn't work. It's not sustainable. You have to have some balance. So the Chargers, they look for them to try to run the ball too, because they need balance and just don't need to be throwing the ball 50, 60 times a game, because that is not the recipe for success and sustainability in the National Football League.
Lorenzo Neal, longtime San Diego Charger. They're in L.A. now, but he is a Charger expert with us on Afternoon Drive, getting us ready for this Chargers game on Sunday. So Brandon Staley's a local kid. A lot of people know the Staley's around this part of the country. How has the first few years of the Brandon Staley tenure gone with the Chargers?
Well, I think that, you know what, people are still optimistic, but he's starting at times. There's times where people question the play calling. Like, for instance, several weeks ago against the Kansas City Chiefs, You saw him first and goal on the 2-yard line, and they decided, you know, to throw the ball instead of trying to. What do you do when you're playing against a guy like Mahomes? And I don't know if all that falls on Staley, because you got to look at his offensive coordinator and who that is, and that's another family that we know that is a football family. And when you watch, you say, okay, so should they have thrown the ball? I know hindsight is, you know, 20/20, but in that type of situation, playing against a team like Kansas City, eat up clock, keep Mahomes off the field, run the ball, you know, and then kick a field goal. That was a 14-point swing in that particular event, and they decided to throw the ball. Even the player tapped his helmet, wanting to come out, and they still ran through the ball and went for a pick six. So people are questioning calls like that, and at times the fourth down going, you know, sometimes going for it. The other, and then last year against the Raiders, the last game of the season, you had a chance to just nail it and get into the playoffs and decided not to do that. So that hurts.
Lorenzo, the Browns defense this week may have some reinforcements because Myles Garrett is expected to play in this game. Jadeveon Clowney's kind of up in the air. Didn't have either one of those guys against the Falcons. How do you get pressure on Herbert? Like, what's the way to actually try and disrupt him in the pocket?
Yeah, I think that you're going to see them when you're rushing a quarterback that is mobile and can get outside the pocket like Justin Herbert can do. You want to make sure you pressure him evenly, because when you get speed rushers that come off the end and they fly up the field, you create running lanes, and that's why guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen and, you know, they have so much success with their legs, because what you do is when you get against speed rushers, they come upfield and that lane opens up. So when you're playing against a mobile quarterback, a guy that can hurt you with his leg, you got to push from the middle and keep him in the pocket and don't let him get outside, because he can hurt you with his leg. So look for Cleveland to say, look, guys, when you get to a certain point, you've got to squish, you got to contain and squeeze the pocket. Don't create holes, because if you do, if there's daylight, he's going to take off and run, and he can hurt you with his legs.
All right, Lorenzo, I know we had you on to talk about the Chargers, but what you don't know is you are talking to the co-conductors of the Jimmy G Express. We tried to get Jimmy G here in Cleveland. San Francisco held on to him. So I want to throw a hypothetical to you. If Jimmy G starts the rest of the season, let's say he does the unthinkable. He wins the Super Bowl in San Francisco this year. Is there any way the 49ers go back to Trey Lance next year?
I think they will. If he wins the Super Bowl, I hope he plays great. I want Jimmy to finish his book. When you look at Jimmy G and what's been going on, and all the different teams passed, and if Jimmy G got passed on, and now he's in a situation where he gets to finish. He gets to write his book the right way. But Kyle Shanahan and this team was in a tough situation, because the only way that Jimmy G can win is he wins the Super Bowl. The only way that Trey would have won this year, if he would have won a Super Bowl. So Kyle Shanahan, if you look at the situation that he's created, he couldn't win unless you win a Super Bowl with either one of these quarterbacks. And right now, if you look at the San Francisco 49ers, they have a Super Bowl-ready defense, but they don't have a Super Bowl-ready offense. And the offensive line is not as good as it used to be. Your quarterback, he can't get out of harm's way if the line breaks down, because he's not as mobile. And we've seen Jimmy G's ceiling. Jimmy is a good quarterback. Is he a game changer? You know, like the guys that you're talking about, the Brett Favre, what he was. And like today, if you look at Brady and Mahomes and Josh Allen, those guys are game changers. He is just a consistent quarterback. You look at in Tennessee, same type of quarterback. Those guys can't go out and take over a game on a consistent basis. They can't go win like Aaron Rodgers week in and week out, and that's what Jimmy can't do week in and week out, going and has to beat you with his arm on a consistent basis. That's the biggest thing about Jimmy.
So I got to ask you, we had free food in the studio. One of the young kids that worked for us, his mom, made this whole great meatball feast, and over 10 hours, I went double-digit meatballs, and I'm securing who I am to say that. So I want to know, if you're there, if you're at the station for a double-digit session there, how many meatballs are you putting down before you think twice about it?
Oh, my God. How big are they? See, that's because meatballs sometimes...
They're medium-size. Medium-size.
They're medium-size. You know what? They're medium-size, so you can pop one in your mouth and eat one, you know, as it is that size, or is that you're used to eating those?
No, it's probably you could probably a little bit bigger than like Subway meatballs.
Okay. So you know what? So it was just meatballs. That's it. There's no sides or just meatballs. How many would I put down?
There were sides, but I didn't have any.
You didn't go with any sides. You were just straight on the meatball.
I was straight meatballing it, friend.
Wow, you and your meatballs. It sounds like you're having fun with your meatballs. Wow, it's getting deep, guys, right now. It's a little uncomfortable right now, guys.
I've never been more comfortable. Lorenzo, well, Lorenzo.
Hey, last thing, Lorenzo, just because Staley is a local guy here from Cleveland, are fans in on Staley?
You know what? It's interesting because I think there's a group of fans that are, and then there's some that is questioning. You're hearing rumblings that, you know, let's go after, you know, the New Orleans coach who just stepped down for a year. You're hearing, is he coming back out of retirement? So you're hearing all kinds of things. But I think that some fans are in on him, and I think some fans are questioning Staley. But I think that the ownership, they're in on him. That family, when you look at the Spanos family, I think they're in on Staley.
Lorenzo, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
The first one was completely me not paying attention. The second one, Keith got me.
Yeah, I was gonna stand up for you. The first one was a boo boo, and the second one was. And I told Keith in the break that because after you had followed up my question that you heard first there about Herbert with your own question, which was the exact same question.
I became more. I paid a lot more attention to the interview after that, and I knew you asked about Staley. I somehow knew that, and Keith texted me to ask that.
I like that you said somehow you knew that, as if you weren't on a show with me.
No, I heard you say it.
So Keith really got you, man. There's just
that's such BS.
No, he really got you because I had said that if you guys just joining us, that was our interview with Lorenzo Neal.
And I've been nicer, by the way.
He gave a great answer both times.
He did, and he didn't. Lorenzo's such a professional.
I thought he actually gave two different answers.
And the best thing is we can ask Daniel Jeremiah twice, too, at 520. We can get two answers out of him.
So we have a text thread going during interviews because we can't see each other with Dustin on the road in Gainesville. And so I had said, one more and I'm done. And Dustin replies, I got nothing else. And that's when I went to the meatballs. And then Keith, on the sly, hits us both with, should ask about Staley. And I like chuckled off air, like, ah. And I thought to myself, wait, what if Dustin doesn't know I've already asked about Staley? But I was like, well, no, we woke him up. We already called, you know, and paid attention to this. So when you said, you know, before you go, I was like, uh-oh, where are we going? And the second you said Staley, you can't hear it in the background because I was just
a landmine. I could hear you laughing like when you came back to send it to break. I'm like, oh, I just screwed up again.
No. The second one's on Keith. The second one, Keith got you like a sniper just in his crosshairs, and he cut you down, and it was so friggin' funny.
I mean, so, Keith, that was like Mr. Rogers, the lethal sniper.
Oh, good Lord. So while we will get back to some Chargers talk here, let's talk some Gardos.
Gardos.
We do have the word from the Guardians that the Saturday game is already a sellout.
Awesome.
And I don't know how many more tickets there can be for Friday. It's a 12:07.
Standing room only, I think. $35.
Is it SRO already? Because I tried to buy tickets like way earlier this week for Friday, and it was like the cap ends of the upper deck were the only thing that I saw that were available. So, okay. And that, again, that was like 2 days ago. So I'm assuming then we're close to a sellout on Friday as well. And I think it's really interesting. I don't know when the peak negativity hit with the Dolans. I don't know if it was post, 2017 where, you had the letdown series against the Yankees. I don't know if it was trading Frankie and Mike Clevenger in the same year, which, by the way, trading Frankie's tough to stomach because he is one of the 15 best players in baseball. I thought trading Clevenger when they did was genius. And that bears fruit now because he's just not been healthy since. Like Cal Quantrill, just him and of himself, his WAR since coming to Cleveland is better than Clevenger's WAR in San Diego. That's before we get into Naylor. That's before we get into Owen Miller. That's before we get into Arias, who might be a player for them in the future. They got a couple other kids in the deal as well. Like, I don't know when the temperature turned where the Dolans went from annoyance to the absolute worst organization in baseball, according to some fans.
Right.
I think this year and the success they've had is kind of a pushback on not necessarily that people are going to stop hating on the Dolans, but I do think this is kind of a redemptive year for the Dolans because their plan's working and it's working a lot better than anybody thought it would.
Well, with the Dolans, it's always been, right, it's like about the money and it's the name change. So at what point do fans get over that where they actually just accept the team's a good team and they can win with the way that they're doing it?
I think that's an interesting thing. You know, because I think the easy thing would be if you don't like the name change, give us a call and we'll – but the reality is it's easy right now. If you're still holding out and saying, that's not my team, I don't root for the Guardians. Ken, when I had asked for everybody's Dream World Series earlier on Twitter, Ken said the Guardians versus the Indians was his favorite World Series matchup. By the way, touche. I don't think people will be honest right now about the Guardians thing. I think if you're still holding out that this isn't your team name, I don't think a wild card round win is going to get people who are still pissed about the name back. I think the only way to get everybody back is by actually doing the thing that you can't cop back at. If you make the World Series, well, but you didn't win. If you make the ALCS, it doesn't matter that you weren't even supposed to be in the ALCS, well, but you didn't win. You know, like even if I think there are going to be people that discredit the wild card if you win the wild card series. Well, sure, you got your first playoff series win since 2016, but you didn't go farther. You know what I mean? Like, I think the only true rebuttal to go all Tom Berenger from Major League is to win the whole bleeping thing.
The whole damn thing.
I think that's the only clapback of which there is no clapback to.
Yeah, probably so. I feel like, though, it's been such a special season with as young a team as they have, you know, so many young players making their Major League debuts for the Guardians. And to win 92 games when most baseball prospectus, you know, media publications out there thought that they'd win 75 to 80 games, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they've totally exceeded expectations by a mile. And now they've got a chance to really do something special here. And look, this is not going to be an easy series against the Tampa Bay Rays. I know that the Vegas odds have the Guardians favored by -120 to win the series, so it's a very slight favorite. But I do think they're going to win the series. I do. I'm not like it's going to be easy, anything like that, but I think they're going to win the series. Having three home games, you know, in front of your crowd rocking, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be huge for the morale of the team and for the city and all that good stuff. So I think that's going to be gigantic for them. But the key is, Nick, if they get through this round and in the next round face the New York Yankees with all the storylines that they have had this season, to me, like, if you beat the Yankees this year, I know it's not a championship, but it's going to feel damn good. And probably the next best thing to you know, being a consolation prize to not winning a championship would be to take out the...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Bronx Bombers.
You know, I think you're on to something. I think it's really important to look at these playoffs and say, like, there really isn't a weak team in the playoffs. And people might point to, I think the Rays only, and I'm going to say only in quotations, have 86 wins this year. I can't remember if that's the least in all the playoffs, but, you know, they're the worst team that you're going to be facing in the playoffs because they're the lesser of the wild card teams. They're still a very dangerous team. They're a dangerous matchup because you're effectively the same team, right? They don't have a lot of power.
Small market team, not a lot of power, not a lot of money in the roster.
They strike out more than the Guardians do. I think they're top 12 in strikeouts. But, like, they are contact. They are the offense that whittles you down over time. Even from a rotational standpoint, like, this is supposed to be the worst team, and you've got the fourth best whip, the fourth best ERA, the sixth best bullpen ERA and whips. Like, you are talking about one of – this team has elite capabilities. So when I'm thinking about this series, I think the two best things the Guardians have going for them that aren't canceled out by the things that the Rays have going for them, I think your pitching staff is 100% lined up. You're going to be able to go Bieber. You're going to be able to go McKenzie and Quantrill. I think that is a huge, huge advantage versus Tampa Bay, who they've got two guys that can go, but how much of Glasnow they're going to get in the second round, the second start, I don't know. So that means a bullpen game for game three as well, and game two could hypothetically be a bullpen game. That's a lot, even out of an elite bullpen across 2 days. And then you mentioned the home field advantage. I think those two things are things that the Guardians have that aren't canceled out. But let's get back to this idea. There's no easy out in these playoffs. There's no dud. Like, some years you can look and go, that's an 82 win so-and-so. Or that's, that team was really good in the first half and they kind of coasted in the second half, which might be what you can say about the Yankees, but, you know, they still won a loaded East, so you got to give them credit for that. I just continue to look at, like, if they win their wild card round matchup, guys, that's a huge accomplishment. The Rays are good. You get to the ALDS and you push the Yankees, even if you don't beat the Yankees. This is a hell of a team, and it's probably the best starting rotation the Yankees have had, which has been kind of the bugaboo for the last time where the Yankees have collapsed in the playoffs the last couple of years. So it's like maybe the best Yankees team we've seen in maybe a decade, like most complete team. I mean, good God, there's no – when you get to the ALCS, the Astros are every bit the juggernaut that even the Dodgers are, as great as the Dodgers were this year. So I guess what I'm preaching, hopefully, to the city of Cleveland is, I think they have the ability with a couple nice breaks to be a real threat in the AL, because I think you can say that about every team in the AL. And I think this could be a really sneakily great year for the Guardians. But if all they do, and I'm going to put it in quotations, if all they do is beat the Rays and get to the second round and then the Yankees dispatch them in, you know, four games. Well, I don't want to hear people bitch about that. Because one, they shouldn't be here. And two, this is a loaded AL this year, and there's not going to be one moment, one matchup where you and I feel like the Guardians have it on easy street, and I feel like they need to get credit for that going into this.
I give them credit for it. Like, I have looked at this team really for the second half of the season, and they've just surprised me. Like, I just never thought that some of these names that we're talking about would become such impactful players so early on. I mean, what Stephen Kwan has been able to do for this team has just been you know, nothing short of remarkable. You know, guys like Miles Straw and Owen Millers of the world, like, you know, Gonzalez, like the team is just really, really fun to root for. And the good news is, like, they're not going anywhere. Like, this is your core for a while. I mean, I don't know how much longer Terry Francona is going to manage this club, and maybe that's a good question to ask, but they're going to be good again next year, guys. Like, they're going to be good for the next couple of years, at least.
216-578-0092. We want to talk to you about the Gardos. If you're still one of the holdouts for the Gardos, is a wild card series win enough to bring you back? And you mentioned the Terry Francona stuff, which is how much longer he might want to be the manager. Well, he spoke about that, about the success of this season, and comment from family members. I gave you the two things that I think are the real advantage for the Guardians. Obviously, home field advantage is one of them, but the Rays not being able to set up their rotation properly because they had to play till the final whistle, basically, Dustin. Like,
yeah.
Those are advantages the Guardians have. The advantage that the Rays have, which might be null and void if the Guardians continue to forget that they're not supposed to be here, which is helpful. But I do think the Rays being able to make the playoffs the last couple years, even though they're young, I think that is significant in this. I think the Guardians are the more likely team to look up and see the lights of the playoffs and get spooked than the Rays, who obviously have been here before.
It's interesting. You think, you know, our young guys who have played in the same stadium all season long feel very comfortable in that environment and have played big games. You think that they're going to be a little spooked by what? Just the extra bright lights, the, you know, seeing the paint on the field that says postseason?
I mean, yeah, they're used to being ignored. I mean, even in this town, I'm not trying to relitigate anything.
Not to like, you know, throw salt in the wound here or anything, but they're playing at noon on a Friday, okay?
Yeah, I'm not as triggered by that. Like, that's, I mean, they didn't do that because they're the Guardians. They did it because they're a small market team, and baseball just doesn't see any value in promoting those.
Between the Rays and, you know, the Guardians, both their markets are not very big. They're just not – it's not a – and, like, they're not a sexy team. Neither one of these teams are sexy.
They are. These are the granny panty of baseball teams that we got
granny panty
that we got
baseball
rocking here. And the thing about that is, like, again, it doesn't bug me, like, because I don't think it's a uniquely Cleveland thing. But I'm telling you, that 2016 team played in some really important, crucial games. And I thought that I was actually at more of those games because at the time I was at nights and it was kind of, you know, any time that we had a football game, I was over there, right? That's what I would do instead of having a show that night. So that team, I thought, because they had a little bit more veteran focus, I wasn't as concerned going to the playoffs. But, I mean, if you even compare game 162 for that Guardians team or Indians team at the time to the first game of the playoffs, the atmosphere both in that locker room and at the state was completely different. It's just playoff baseball is a completely different animal. And so even though they've had some big moments, even though they've had some big crowds, this is going to be guaranteed sellout at least one of the nights, if not two, at least two of the nights. And on top of it, it's just a different vibe. I don't know how to describe it, but I'm telling you, I do think, like, this is where we're going to find out whether all of a sudden the Guardians wake up and realize that they are playing for something. And that's not meant as a negative statement, by the way.
Nick, do you think tomorrow's game could determine the series?
I mean, it's a three-game series, so
I know, but it buys you some wiggle room. You know what I mean? Like, if you win tomorrow, you know you've got the weekend. You know, going into game two, no matter what happens, you're going to have that game three on Sunday, which, as you said, and many people have said, is most likely going to be a bullpen game for the Rays. And I just don't know if I trust that if I'm a Rays fan.
I think it's more. I think tomorrow is super important, not just for everything that you've said, but because you're playing McClanahan and he's a lefty. And I just think playing this lineup against lefties with Kwan and all the young, really good left-handed hitting that you have, being able to knock out the Rays in a game where they've got arguably the best pitcher in the series, and he's a lefty, which I think is an added matchup problem, I think that would go a hell of a long way. I really do. I think I add to everything that you said, plus McClanahan's the best pitcher in the series, or sorry, the best starter in the series, and he's a lefty, which I think is a matchup problem.
Okay.
Josh, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, last segment, you guys mentioned about the Dolans and why people are so hesitant to get on board with them. And I just want to kind of go from my point of view. I'm one of the ones that are reluctant to make the change to start supporting the team. And that's not necessarily because of the guys on the team. It's because of the Dolans. For years, you know, you mentioned earlier that because of trades with Clevinger and other guys in the past, the Cleveland baseball team has always done that. For as long as my adult life, we've always had young players that eventually we don't pay. And we sell off and we get more young players and we rebuild every 5 years.
Yeah, I think the only thing I would say is that's not a Dolan's problem. Like, Dick Jacobs didn't keep Albert Bell. Dick Jacobs lost Kenny Lofton twice. You know, Dick Jacobs, technically it was the Dolans who didn't re-sign Ramirez or Tomy, but like, go back to Joe Carter. Joe Carter was a guy, and Joe wasn't happy here because the team sucked, but like, you traded Joe because you knew you weren't going to be able to re-sign him. Go back to even some of the younger guys, you know, 50 years ago that, you know, money was an issue or happiness was an issue. Like, it's I understand what you're saying, and I don't want to diminish it, Josh, but I feel like we blame the Dolans more than anybody for what has been a Cleveland issue, a Cleveland baseball issue, because of the economics in baseball over the last 50 years.
But I guess what I'm saying is I'm not blaming them for that. What I'm saying is there's a big portion of us out here that, you know, we're real believers in the Indians and Chief Wahoo and everything. We believe that Dolans sold the rights or sold the name and the logo for an All-Star game.
Did you like the All-Star game?
Yeah, it was great. But at the same time, they got all this money that they're not reinvesting back into the team. And it's just it's frustrating. My son is a big baseball player. He's a senior in high school this year. He's a great pitcher. I'm going to the game tomorrow on Saturday to be clear. But it's been hesitant. I don't want to give the Dolans money if they're not going to give the city money. That's the way I'm kind of looking at it.
Josh, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Thanks for your perspective. I might not agree with Josh. I might not agree with some of the Dolan detractors, but, you know, I understand that your point and your frustrations are valid. When it comes to, like, you know, what's going to get you back on board, I guess, you know, like, people say, well, they don't make moves. Well, we've seen Andrew Miller. We've seen Ubaldo Jimenez, right? Like, well, they don't make any big signings. Well, they re-signed Jose Ramirez and they... they signed Edwin Encarnacion, even though that wasn't the most impressive output from Edwin here in Cleveland. Like, I do think at some point, the way that I feel about the Guardians is the way I feel about the Browns right now. I'm not thrilled with the Haslams. I'm not thrilled with the way they've made decisions. But I look at the Haslam family as temporary. When I don't like a GM or a head coach, and guys, there have been times where... Off the air, I just think the guy's a jerk. I think that's temporary. And I kind of feel the same way about the Dolans. Now, I think the Dolans have fostered the best winning atmosphere in baseball. Really. Like, what constraints have been put on this team financially mixed with the success they've had is because of the Dolans allowing Antonetti and Chernoff and once upon a time Mark Shapiro allowing them leeway and trusting baseball people to do their job. So that's more how I look at it, but I totally get it. But my rebuttal would be support the team, not the owners. Support the team, not a player you hate.
I don't have as big a problem with the Dolans as a lot of the fans do, and probably part of that is I'm just not a diehard baseball fan. And I look at the team, I'm like, man, like, how can you not love this team? They go to the playoffs every year. Like, yeah, they haven't won, but you were, you know, a game away, a couple outs away from winning it in 2016, and certainly what they've done over the last, I mean, not just the last couple of years. I mean, it's been a decade for Terry being here as manager, and, like, you can't ever take those years for granted. Like, these have been some magical seasons with some teams that probably nobody could have done the work with that you know, not just Terry, but you mentioned Chernoff and Antonetti and even Shapiro when he was here as well. I mean, they've done a really terrific job.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.